Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Dream Technologies. Leading off today, you've probably seen Apple Maps survey cars in your area before. As they drive around, the cars take photos and 3D scans to generate ground truth data that can be used to improve map accuracy and offer features like Look Around, Apple's equivalent of Google Street View. But now the data collected from these cars will also have another purpose. In an updated disclosure on Apple's website, the company says that starting this month, imagery from its vehicle surveys will also be used to train generative AI models. That includes those used for Apple Intelligence features such as Image Playground and Cleanup in the Photos app. Apple Maps collects photos through these vehicle surveys using cars equipped with an array of cameras, as well as pedestrian surveys where contractors walk around areas wearing special equipment on a backpack. In a newly added message on its website, Apple says, quote, "In addition to improving Apple Maps and the algorithms that blur faces and license plates in images published in Look Around, Apple will also use blurred imagery collected during surveys conducted beginning March 2025 to develop and improve other Apple products and services. This includes using data to train models powering Apple products and services, including models related to image recognition, creation, and enhancement." End quote. As always, Apple protects the privacy of individuals while collecting these photos. This includes blurring any visible faces or license plates, and those blurred versions are what's being contributed to AI data collection. Apple's current slate of Apple Intelligence offerings includes a few different features that rely on image generation models, but Apple hasn't commented on how this new Apple Maps data collection will help develop those features or other features in the future. In other news today, Apple released the final beta of iOS 18.4 yesterday, both to developers and public beta testers. In addition to the features we already know about, like priority notifications, the update also introduces a new API for sports apps in CarPlay. Apple didn't make a big announcement about this new API. Instead, it was quietly announced on a new documentation page on the Apple developer website. Apple describes the API as a sports mode for CarPlay, which adapts the layout of the now playing screen to accommodate sporting events. Apple says the API only works for events with exactly two teams, and apps using this API will be able to show information about each team on the left and right sides of the screen with a large, colorful image for the background. Since we're talking about a new API, it's up to developers to adopt it in their apps so that we can see it in action. What immediately jumps to mind is that Apple will update its own Apple Sports app with a dedicated CarPlay experience, where it uses this new API to show you information about an ongoing game via this new interface on CarPlay. Once iOS 18.4 is released to the public next month and developers start to adopt this API, we'll be able to learn more about how it works in the real world. We are sponsored this week by Dream Technology. Dream Technology is kicking off the spring cleaning season with substantial discounts on their advanced smart cleaning solutions. For the next week, you can save up to 50% on Dream's cutting-edge lineup of AI-powered cleaning solutions, including the flagship X40 Ultra that redefines hands-free cleaning. Plus, you can save an additional 5% with the code DREAM9TO5, that's DREAME 9TO5, for an additional 5% off. My thanks to Dream Technologies for supporting the show and making spring cleaning smart at unbeatable prices. Running out today, speaking of CarPlay, almost exactly 2 years ago, GM announced its controversial decision to drop CarPlay support from its EVs. Now, GM is cracking down on the only CarPlay retrofit that was available for those cars. After GM announced its decision to abandon CarPlay, aftermarket accessory maker White Automotive developed a retrofit solution that let GM EV drivers add both CarPlay and Android Auto back to their cars. The retrofit kit was announced last November, with a single GM dealer on board to offer installations. White Automotive said that a professional installation was required given the complexity of the system. But perhaps unsurprisingly, GM last week stepped in to shut down this initiative before it gained widespread adoption. GM reportedly investigated the White Automotive retrofit and found that it could have adverse impacts on critical vehicle functions. GM instructed that sole dealer on board to install the retrofit to cease its partnership with White Automotive, and with its hopes of working with GM dealers off the table, White Automotive scrapped the product altogether and stopped promoting it on its website. In a statement, GM said, quote, "Aftermarket services that introduce features not originally designed, thoroughly tested, and approved by GM may cause unintended issues for customers. These issues could affect critical safety features and may also void portions of the vehicle's warranty." End quote. It's not necessarily surprising that GM cracked down on this aftermarket CarPlay retrofit, especially given that the installation was so complex that only GM dealerships could do it. But still, the fact that this product existed, and that at least one dealer was willing to take the risk of this partnership, tells you all you need to know about the ongoing sentiment among drivers who are frustrated with GM's decision to completely abandon CarPlay. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.